Hey everyone, before we get to today's interview, I wanted to first off say thanks for listening to The Daily Crime in 2021. The show exists because you listen to it, and we hope you'll continue to tune in every day and keep telling your friends about it in the next year. Speaking of which, this is our last episode before we take a brief holiday break. Our next episode will be on Monday, January 3rd, and then of course we'll have new episodes every day after that. If you're looking for something else to listen to during the next week, you can check out all of our other shows at voltstudios.com. Otherwise, we'll see you right back here in 2022. Coming up.
It seems very calculated. I mean, in a wall? In a wall. All those envelopes of cash and checks. Yeah, it definitely took some planning there.
For Volt Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. In 2014, $600,000 was stolen from Lakewood Church, a megachurch in Houston founded by Joel Osteen.
$600,000 in church donations disappeared after a Sunday service.
One staff member here told us off camera that whoever did this had to be a real lowlife.
For 7 years, nobody's known where the money went. But as it turns out, it didn't go very far.
I went to go remove the toilet and I moved some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out of the wall.
Here to tell us about this wild case is Ugochi Iloka, a reporter with KHOU in Houston, Texas. Ugochi, a few weeks ago, a local radio station, 100.3 The Bull, is doing a segment asking listeners to call in and answer the question, have you ever found anything of value? Then they get one pretty unexpected answer. Take us through it.
Yeah, a really unexpected answer. This guy, Justin the Plumber, is what we're calling him. He really hasn't said much about his last name, but everyone knows him in Houston now as Justin the Plumber. Calls in, he breaks down how he was doing repair work at Lakewood Church here in Houston, the mega church.
I think it's been about 4 weeks ago. I was doing some plumbing work at the Lakewood Church.
And as he was doing repair work behind the toilet and then removing the tile from the wall itself, he ended up finding literally loads of envelopes with cash and checks inside of it.
And I discovered their money in the wall that was stolen back in 2014.
Whoa, wait, what do you mean? How much money?
$600,000 was stolen in 2014.
And we confirmed with Houston Police Department that it ended up being this missing money from 2014, about $600,000 that Lakewood reported missing back then. So it's a really wild story, because when he called to explain it, we know the DJ there, George, was kind of like, this sounds crazy, right? This can't be true. And everything ended up checking out.
When he started talking about it, I mean, we were Googling. It's like, yes, I remember the, I mean, it was a big, big deal here. And don't you wonder, like, what happened to the person who stashed the money in this wall? I mean, why did they never come back for it?
So Justin the Plumber, he had recently had a really nice payday from Crime Stoppers Houston. They awarded him about $20,000 for finding that money, that missing money. But it was a struggle at first, because when we talked to them, they said that there was some sort of expiration date on this for the reward money. And then later this week, we're thinking, with a lot of people saying things, maybe they changed their mind. But really, it turned out that Lakewood ended up donating that money to help pay Justin. So that's kind of what happened there. And lots of people are still talking about it. They find it really interesting.
Yeah, interesting to say the least. I can't imagine what's going through Justin the Plumber's mind as that cash starts pouring out of this wall. And he had a choice on his hands. He's in a private bathroom. There's no cameras. He could have tried to take some of it, but that's not what he did.
Exactly. Justin the Plumber is just, you know, a regular guy who found all of this money and had an opportunity to really have a nice payday, actually more than the $20,000 he was awarded with. And he chose to do the right thing. He talks about that on the show with George there. And it's interesting because, you know, George and even callers were asking that very question you asked. And that was his response. But I think, again, later when he realized, man, I might not get anything out of this. And then with the support of the community, lots of people were pulling for Justin.
Houstonians are rallying for Justin to get a little something, a little piece of the pie, maybe.
He was able to get something. But you're right, he could have gotten a lot more, and he chose to do the right thing there.
So tell us a little bit more about the Lakewood Church, because it's not your average church. I know you called it a mega church.
Yeah, it's a mega church. We're talking thousands of members, people from all across the country. They can watch their services. There's a long history here with Joel Osteen and his wife and his father in the Houston area, really across the nation, where he has a huge following. So this is not your average church. This is huge. Even when we covered the story, right, in 2014, when they talked about $600,000 missing in a weekend, I mean, an average church is not getting, you know, that many collection plate offering donations. They're not getting all of that. So that goes to show you that, you know, there's a lot of members that support this church. So when that money went missing, they reported it ASAP and wanted to find it. And here we are 7 years later. It is found. Now, keep in mind that Lakewood did say in 2014 they filed an insurance claim to cover the lost donations. They did report to us that some of that money had been paid back to the insurance company. They didn't say how much, but some of that was went ahead and they gave it back to them.
And this theft that happened in 2014, that's 7 years ago. Is the assumption then that this money has just been sitting behind this bathroom wall for 7 years?
You know, that is the assumption, but of course we can't confirm that. But it appears to possibly be that way, because where was it? You know, where was it? There have been several theories that whoever put it in there either forgot about it or maybe passed away or didn't have the opportunity to go back and get it, because it seems very calculated. I mean, in a wall, in a wall, all those envelopes of cash and checks. Yeah, it definitely took some planning there. So that is the assumption. But of course, we don't know. That is the mystery. How did it get there? When did it get there? That's what Houston Police Department investigators are trying to find out. And they're definitely asking people to call in with any tips if they know anything.
Do we have any other details about the theft? Do police think that it was a one-time thing or something that could have happened over the course of several Sunday services or something like that?
So that weekend between Saturday and Sunday services is when the money disappeared. So that's what we do know, that apparently over a weekend of church services, that's when all that money, $600,000, disappear. This is according to Lakewood, because remember, they reported it. So it's crazy to believe that all that money could just disappear in 2 days, right? But that, you know, but they track their money pretty tightly. They're getting a lot of donations and all of that, and support of church members. So that's what we do know, that this money disappeared, you know, within a weekend of church services. So that's what they do know right now. In terms of, you know, if there was something calculated before, prior to, that hasn't been reported. We just know, at least originally 7 years ago, that weekend is when all that money was reported missing, that it disappeared from that weekend of church services.
You talked about the reward money and how there was kind of this question of whether Justin the plumber was going to get it. I've wondered before what happens to Crime Stoppers reward money put up in cases like this if they're never solved. And I learned from your reporting, at least in this case, it would have been donated to Crime Stoppers itself. Is that right?
Yeah. So Lakewood ended up giving reward money to Crime Stoppers as a donation, since there was no arrests or charges made in reference to who actually took this money. So we know that Justin found it, but originally Crime Stoppers were saying that in order to receive the reward money, Justin would have not only needed to find it essentially 2 years ago, because after 5 years for this specific crime, that's when the statute of limitations expired on the reward money. But he was also supposed to provide who stole the money, right? And so that's still the mystery. So originally they were like, well, we don't think this is going to work out in terms of him getting some money. But apparently Lakewood, they ended up donating the reward money, and Crime Stoppers ended up deciding to go ahead and gift Justin with $20,000 for really turning in that stash of money and doing the right thing.
Houston Crime Stoppers sharing our first look at Justin the Plumber. That photo snapped earlier today when the organization rewarded him $20,000 for being a good Samaritan. Lakewood Church, in a roundabout way, covered that reward.
We have a picture of him smiling with the Crime Stoppers folks with Houston here, happy that he was getting some sort of cut from this, a little piece of the pie.
Circling back one last time to the crime that set off this whole bizarre series of events, do we have any leads as to who might have taken the money in the first place?
No leads. It is still a mystery. So we know Crime Stoppers, they are stressing that people in the Houston area call them. Crime Stoppers tips, report anything online too if they need to at crimestoppers.org. And you can also submit, we understand, a tip through the organization's mobile app, but they are actually calling on Houstonians. If you know anything about this missing money, how it got in the wall, who took it to begin with? Because the first thing I think about is whoever took that money, right? And or could have been people, we don't know. You know, they plan this out. If they put it in a wall, so could they do it again? Could someone else do this again or in a different way? It's a little alarming to think that something like that could happen in such a big church and no one knows how it disappeared and who did it. So no leads, but they are definitely asking people's help to bring anyone forward.
I know I still have so many questions. I hope we'll eventually have some answers to them. Agochi Iloka with KHOU in Houston. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday. So make sure you're subscribed to or following us on your preferred podcast app. You can also search for us on YouTube. If you're looking for more podcasts, you can head over to vaultstudios.com for a full list of our shows. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.